Hi everyone, this is me, Tariq Bliss Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual business women and men thrive doing what they love, helping them reach six figures or beyond in record time. I'm so excited for this next module. Today we're going to be focusing on another life-changing book that's going to help you with your financial abundance, wealth, and prosperity. It is included in the top 10 books on wealth, abundance, and prosperity. Today we're going to download the book The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason. To get things started, we're activating the Infinity Healing. If you'd like to receive it, simply say yes. If there's anything interfering with you being able to receive or release the maximum, would you like to clear that? And if there's any part of you interfering with, getting in the way of, or even afraid of all the great things that can come from today's session, would you like to set it aside now, throughout the session, and even after, and to show it from the highest perspective what's actually going on? Beautiful. So we're going to let this infinity healing run throughout this whole entire audio. Okay. The seven simple rules of money. 1. Start thy purse to fattening. So a lot of this is written in Old English, so that translates to save your money. 2. Control thy expenditures. Don't spend more than you need. 3. Make thy gold multiply. Translates to invest wisely. 4. Guard thy treasures from loss. Avoid investments that sound too good to be true. 5. Make of thy dwelling a profitable investment. Own your home. 6. Ensure a future income. Protect yourself with life insurance. I don't know how I feel about that, but you can tune into that and see if it resonates with you. 7. Improve thy ability to earn. Strive to become wiser and more knowledgeable. Beautiful. So would you like an infinity healing to download these principles into your being, clearing the beliefs, fears, emotions, and everything from the root that's interfering with them being the most dominant beliefs programming in your being? If so, just say yes. Would you like an infinity healing to save your money? Would you like an infinity healing to not spend more than you need? Would you like an infinity healing to invest wisely? Would you like an infinity healing to avoid investments that sound too good to be true? Would you like an infinity healing to own your own home? To protect yourself if you resonate with it through insurance? Would you like an infinity healing to strive to become a wiser and more knowledgeable version of yourself? Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing to make sure that whatever you put your money to, that it multiplies tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold, and comes back to you a hundredfold, 10,000-fold, etc.? Beautiful. The next point, to bring your dreams and desires to fulfillment, you must be successful with money. Would you like an infinity healing to bring your dreams and desires into fulfillment and to become successful with money? Next point. The laws of money are like the laws of gravity, assured and unchanging. Money is plentiful for those who understand the simple laws of making money. Would you like to master the laws of making money and use these laws to your advantage to help you make more financial abundance? Babylon was the wealthiest city in the world at the time of its height, because its people appreciated the value of money. And even when you study the word appreciate means gets higher and higher, increases its value. So when you appreciate your money, you're increasing its value. So would you like an infinity healing to download this principle into your being? To appreciate your money, to appreciate the value of money, to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your value, the services you provide infinitely. Beautiful. You must constantly have an income that keeps your purse full. Again, this is using old English. Keep your purse or wallet full. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate this principle and to have an income that keeps your wallet, your purse full? I interpret that as having more than enough. You can spare spending some here and there and not just for necessities and survival. It costs nothing to ask wise advice from a good friend. Would you like to download this principle? And would you like to be able to ask advice from the perfect people who are perfect for you on all levels and receive their wise advice and their wisdom? It's simple to say, but many people never achieve a serious measure of wealth because they never seek it. They never truly seek it. They never focus on it, and they never commit to it. Would you like to download this principle to clear what's in the way of you being able to seek it, focus on it, and commit to it? Beautiful. Youth often assumes incorrectly that the old and wise only have wisdom about days gone by. Would you like to let go of any part of you that feels like we can't learn from our elders and to actually receive all the wisdom we can from our elders? And to download this principle into your being. Good. You will only begin building wealth when you start to realize that a part of all the money you earn is yours to keep. That is, pay yourself first. You hear this everywhere, and very few people implement it. You always pay others for goods and services. Pay yourself as much as you can. Save your money. Every time you make money, keep 1% to 10%, if not more. Keep it in an account, in a savings account. Never touch it. This is your money to keep. The tax man's getting a cut of it. Family's getting a cut of it. Our people responsible for get a cut of it. Our friends, the corporations, our banks, everyone's getting their cut except for us. Take a percentage from this moment forth. Decide right now, anywhere from 0.1% to 10%. Increase it by 1% every single month till you reach 10, if not more. And that's the amount you never touch. That's for you to keep, and just keep it in an account and watch it grow. Would you like to download this principle into your being? And to always get into the habit of paying yourself first. It's automatic. It's exciting. You love doing it. You enjoy it. You're like, yes, I'm going to keep a percentage of this money that I just generated. Beautiful. You should save at least 1/10 of what you earn, more if you can afford to do so. Do not take advice on finance from a bricklayer. Go to people who are experts in a particular subject if you want expert advice. It's too easy for amateurs to give out advice. So basically, learn from someone who's actually walking their talk. Learn from someone who knows what they're doing based on their actual experiences. Don't listen to someone who's already struggling, already in debt. Anything in life you want to succeed with, if someone has the body you're looking for, ask them for advice. If someone has the wealth that you're looking for, ask them for advice. If someone has the joy and happiness, ask them for advice. So learn from someone who's walking their talk and being what they're teaching. So if you'd like an infinity healing to download this principle, just say yes. And to allow yourself to attract those and to ask from those people who are walking their talk for the advice you're looking for. Build for yourself a mountain of gold first. Then you can enjoy as many banquets as you wish without worry. Don't spend your money as soon as you earn it. Would you like an infinity healing to download this principle? To build your empire, to put in the work, put in the time, put in the energy, generate the amount of money you want, generate these businesses, get them to work for you, get your money to work for you, get this momentum going, and then eventually learn to enjoy it, but not getting to the habit of as soon as you make it all, you spend it all, you make it all, you spend it all. Instead, you make it, you reinvest it, you save it, you tithe, you make it, you save some, you invest, you tithe. finding a system to keep you growing your mountain of gold, as they say. Would you like to download this principle? Beautiful. Surround yourself with people who are familiar with money, who work with it each day, and who make lots of it. Would you like to download this principle and manifest those kind of people to be in your inner circle, to be your close friends, so that they can inspire you in ways as you're inspiring them in other ways as well? Beautiful. Enjoy life while you are here. Do not overstrain to save. So there's a healthy balance between learning to save that money, and there's the other healthy balance of we're not going to work all this time to just save the money. Let's enjoy our lives. Let's enjoy some of the money that we're generating. Would you like to download this principle and integrate its lessons and implement them? Good. Do not put your money in investments which do not pay a dividend, but also do not invest in risky places that seem too good to be true. Would you like to download this principle? And find the perfect and manifest and attract and find the perfect opportunities that are perfect for you on all levels that will help you invest your money and times it by 10 and times it by 100 and times it by 1,000. And the law that I have is to always invest in yourself. Your best investment is investing in yourself, because then it's on you. A lot of us don't want to believe in ourselves and we're investing in a million things outside of ourselves. Invest in yourself. Anything you can do to improve yourself, your marketing, your sales, your ability to generate more value for people, marketing skills, you know, the skills that your gifts, your talents and abilities, things that are going to take that to the next level. You know, we're so good as healers at investing in one healing course after another, after another, after another, instead of balancing that with, okay, now let's invest in a course, in a program, in some mentoring that's going to help us with the financial side of our business and with our businesses, etc. So would you like to integrate that? Good. What each person calls their necessary expenses will always grow to match your income unless you resist that urge. Do not confuse your necessary expenses with your desires. Would you like to download that principle? And ask yourself, whenever you're investing, is this going to add value to my life, or is this just me wasting money? Is this actually needed, or am I just doing it because it's something that I think I need, or I'm telling myself I need, but it's just a luxury, it's just extra, we don't really need it. A man's wealth is not in the coins in his purse, it is in his income. Would you like to download this wisdom? Ensure a future income. Every person gets old. Make sure your income will continue without work. Would you like to find ways to make that happen and download this principle into your being? Buy life insurance. Provide it in advance for the protection of your family. So for me, I would tweak this to be, so my life insurance is my health. So every single time I'm investing in health, and that's the first thing I started investing in when I was generating extra money, as I'll take a small percentage, go to the health food store and invest in something that's going to improve my body, invest in healing sessions that are going to heal my traumas, investing in support from coaches and healers so that I can not keep stressing out based on the things that are coming up for me. You know what I mean? So invest in ways that are going to sustain you and keep you healthy and vibrant. Would you like to download that principle and find the best ways for you to do that? Increase your ability to earn. Improve your skills. As you perfect your craft, your ability to earn more increases. If you take a course that's going to teach you how to write the perfect book, if you take a course that's going to teach you how to be the perfect speaker, if you take a course that's going to teach you how to generate more clients, enroll more clients, make more sales, double your income, triple your income. These are all things that are going to improve you. If you're a speaker, investing in courses are going to teach you to be a bigger, better speaker. Investing in technology that's going to help you create amazing products and services. Find all the perfect ways for you to be able to invest in to increase your ability to earn. Would you like to download this principle and find ways to increase your ability to earn by investing in the perfect things or learning the perfect things. Beautiful. The more we know, the more we may earn. The person who seeks to know more of their craft is capable of earning more. So master your craft, put in those 10,000 hours, get yourself out there and learn from all those who are ahead of you. Learn from books, learn from videos on YouTube, learn from anything and everything you can. Use that knowledge and wisdom and use it to help you take you to the next level, to help you increase your income. Would you like that? To download this principle? Beautiful. You cannot arrive at the fullest measure of success until you crush the spirit of procrastination within you. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate this principle and to clear procrastination and to replace it with focus and determination? The five laws of gold. Gold comes easily and in increasing quantity to the person who saves at least 1/10 of their earnings. 2. Gold labors diligently and multiplies for the person who finds it profitable employment. Gold clings to the protection of the person who invests their gold with wise people. Gold slips away from the person who invests gold into purposes through which they are not familiar. Gold flees the person who tries to force it into impossible earnings. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate these principles, these laws, and to use them to propel you forward to manifesting more wealth, prosperity, and financial abundance? If you desire to help your friend, do not do so in a way that brings their burdens onto you. There are many ways to help people. You don't have to choose the ways that restrict your time, your money, your energy, or your ability to care for yourself. Would you like to download this principle and know how to have strong, healthy boundaries with your friends? Know how to, as an empath, not take on other people's stuff. To know how best to help others to help themselves. And to make sure that you're honoring yourself, you're honoring your time, you're honoring your energy, your ability to care for yourself, making yourself your number one priority, making your priorities the number one priorities, and making everything else, everyone else, secondary. You know what's most important to you. That's your priority. Everything else comes next. Would you like to download this principle and get very great and good at having those boundaries and prioritizing what's most important? Good. The wise lender always has a guarantee of repayment should the investment go poorly. Would you like to download that principle? Above all, you should desire safety for your money. Better a little caution than great regret. Would you like to download that principle? Protect yourself with insurance. You cannot afford to be unprotected. Again, I don't resonate with this one, but if it resonates with you, find ways of making sure that no matter what happens, you're taken care of. In fact, because the economy is unstable, what can you do with the money you have right now, with the resources you have right now, to make sure that no matter whatever happens in the external world, you have roof over your head, you have access to food and water, you have access to shelter, you have access to the things that are most important for you in order to thrive on all levels. Plant those seeds. Take inspired action to create that. Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate this principle? To make sure that you're protected on all levels, secure on all levels, and start creating what's needed to be created so that no matter what happens externally, you're taken care of. Do not live beyond your means. Would you like to integrate that? No man respects himself if he does not repay his debts. Would you like an infinity healing to clear all your debts spiritually, energetically, karmic, etc., ancestral, and to integrate this principle. The soul of a free man looks at the world as a series of problems to be solved. Meanwhile, the soul of a slave whines, "What can I do?" So one person can go, "These are all the problems, I can't do anything." And another person looks at these problems and says, "Hey, I can solve these things." So would you like an infinity healing to have that optimistic way of looking at problems coming your way and finding the solutions from the soul, solutions from the soul, solutions to these challenges? Would you like that? To integrate this principle? Beautiful. Where the determination is, a way can be found. When you commit and dedicate yourself to a cause, to a decision, doors start to open up that you never even knew were there because you're telling the universe, "I'm moving forward in this path, in this direction." You don't need to figure out the how. You just need to know with conviction that, yes, this is what I'm doing. Would you like to download this principle and have that kind of attitude? Beautiful. If you are in debt, would you like to learn the wisdom which says to live on 70% of what you make, to save the 10% for yourself? You still do that even if you're in debt, and use the remaining 20% to pay off your debts. Would you like to integrate that right now? Because there's things, something about money, there will always find a way. It will always find a way to be spent. No matter how much money you make, somehow it goes somewhere. So might as well control that right away and take 10%, put it in a savings account, take 20%, pay off the debt before it kind of disappears. And you know everything else you need. You need this much to survive, this much for your bills, expenses, etc. Would you like to integrate that? To download that? Beautiful. Work attracts friends who admire your industriousness. Work attracts money and opportunity. Hard work is the best friend I've ever had. Would you like an infinity healing to integrate this principle? To attract friends who admire your services, your habits, to put in that work that will attract more money and opportunity. To do it from a place of balance and from a place of joy while taking extra good care of ourselves. To allow ourselves to be able to sustain ourselves while continuing to put out product, services, getting our gifts, talents, and abilities out there to the fullest. Beautiful. And that concludes this module. Please source God Universe, deepen these healings, take them to their infinite next level, share them with our inner children, parents, ancestors, past lives, if you believe in that, in all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever, so that this or something greater will happen, manifesting all our heart's desires so that we may feel fulfilled on all levels, and give us infinite intuitive nudges, signs, synchronicities that get more and more intense to the point that we can't help but acknowledge them and follow through on their guidance by taking fast, inspired action if needed. Connecting to Source God Universe now and saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And so it is. So whenever you're ready, you can open up your eyes, bring yourself back into complete presence. Make sure you drink lots of water, journal what starts to happen, good or bad, big or small, it's all part of the process, and definitely go to the Facebook group and let us know, how did you feel about this? What was your biggest takeaway from what we've just learned? What did you just experience within yourself? And let us know what starts to happen in the next few days. You're welcome to use the Facebook group as a way of doing your miracle journaling what starts to happen to you, celebrating your successes so we can all celebrate it with you together. And if you want to deepen the lessons of this module, you're more than welcome to invest in the book, The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason. I love you very much. Remember to keep thriving doing what you love. And I'll be with you on the next module. Bye for now.